Well, good morning, everybody. I know that 8:30 a.m. Monday morning, our wake-up call, and man, Sean and I are always so excited to be able to jump on these calls and just share information that's kind of been relevant for what has led us to where we're at today, and in terms of our understanding, growth, and all that goes along with this business. And the great thing about this business is that you continue to learn more and more on literally a daily basis. So whenever you're in the people business, which is kind of, I mean, obviously we as a company, we're involved in, the fulfillment, distribution, procurement of, wellness-based consumables, and the shipment, the fulfillment, the delivery, and, calculation of commissions and reporting and all that goes along with that. That's our stuff. But your stuff, so you guys are in the people business, right? And the best thing in the world to do is to understand you, and then that always helps you understand other people. And last week, we talked about business planning. We talked about our comp plan, and we talked about earning $100,000 a year or earning $100,000 a month. And we talked about different ways of accomplishing it. And really, the kind of the cool thing in our business is that the approach and the business plan is exactly the same. It's just a duplication of that exact same approach. So I think that, when you really kind of take a look at our business model, you really dissect the comp plan, and we Sean and I are big advocates that you learn the comp plan, just like we, big advocates of educating and teaching people about CBD and how it affects our endocannabinoid system. There's also the other end of the spectrum, which is understanding our business model, our six-step program, or our comp plan, and then reverse engineering out of that exactly what you would like to accomplish. So I'm going to start off this morning, guys, by turning it over to my partner, Sean Baker, the president of the company, and I can't tell you how excited I am to hear from him today. I know that he's took a little time last week, and we're excited about that because we all need to take a little time now and then just to kind of pull ourselves up. Congratulations to you, Sean. I know that your oldest child just got married, and I I thought a lot about, what that must be like, because I, like you, I've got some kids myself and a few girls just like you. So anyway, brother, I'm going to turn the call over to you, and excited, man, and go ahead and take it away.
Thanks, Barry. Glad to be back. I did take some time and was able to get some personal things done, and it's funny because the more time I take off, the more excited I am to come back. And I was reading a bunch of articles I know I sent to you and Austin all week. You guys probably thought I was crazy just sending you articles. But there's so much going on in the industry. Legislation's changing. Other states are legalizing medical marijuana, legalizing recreational marijuana. There's only 17 states as of right now that are holding out as to where, this year, this time last year, Barry and I were starting the company, there were probably only 17 that did have it legal, and now there's only 17 that don't have it legal. And just a lot of legislative changes, a lot of other countries realizing the medicinal value of CBD and of medical marijuana. And Barry and I are even being reached out to very consistently, not irritatingly, but consistently, from a group who is really desires for us to bring wellness biosciences to the Dominican Republic. And so we're, there's just a lot of an exciting time. And as Barry was talking about with the distributorship and how it grows and the exponential growth, people think, God, $100,000 a year would be amazing. $100,000 a month doesn't even sound real to most people, particularly not in the arena of, direct sales or network marketing. If you're a doctor or a lawyer, gas and oil field, or maybe some big real estate investor, then yeah, $100,000 a month sounds possible on a deal, right? $100,000 in a month on a deal. And that's the thing that I never really understood about the value of network marketing or direct sales is what you build takes on a life that it throws off money on a monthly basis, not on a per deal basis. So, could you buy a $50,000 house, fix it up? Let's say you fix it up for 10. So now you've got 50,000 into it. You sell it for 100. You made $50,000 in profit one time. Well, here what I learned is as I built a distributorship people that were consuming on a monthly basis, of course, I didn't start out with $50,000 in one single month, but I started out where I went out and I got, I think Barry talked about last week, I went out and I got 10 customers, and each of those customers represented to me, you know, $25. So now I'm at $250. I thought, wow, that was cool. And I kind of forgot about those customers, and I went on and I was trying to get 10 new customers. And I did, and I made $25 a piece on those customers, which is another $250. So I opened my check back in those times. It was a paper check. I opened my check, and I thought, why is it not $250? Because I got 10 customers, you know, each using product that I made $25 on. I should have made $250, but this check's for $500. Well, that's because all the customers 2 months ago that I had gotten reordered, the 10 new customers I got this month ordered, and so my check went from $250 to $500. Well, a handful of those 20 customers, maybe five, maybe three, well, they wanted to go out and acquire customers on their own. Now, I didn't make $25 on their customer. Maybe I only made $5 on their customer. But my now 20 customers all reordered, so I was making $500. But then their customers were starting to order, and so I would make another $100, and so that was $600. But it grew every month. Well, 600 became 6,000. How? Well, I met a guy named Michael Keating as an example. And he didn't go out and get customers by one, twos like I was doing, which worked. It was effective. It qualified my business. It put money in my pocket. Believe me, if you have product in your bag or in your car and you go out and you sell three or four or five products a day, step, do not ever undervalue the or underappreciate the value of a simple retail transaction. But separate and apart from the onesies and twosies like I was doing, I sponsored a guy named Michael Keating. Well, Michael was a Pilates instructor, yoga instructor, certified massage therapist.
Hey, everybody, it sounds like Sean is in and out, so let me find out exactly what's happening with him. But I think that when I listen to him and what he's saying, and I'll make sure that he may have found a dead spot or dropped off, is really you just take a look and extrapolate, you know, even on the preferred customer side, if you have, you know, people out, you know, operating their business and they're doing what's required to gain access to preferred customers, you know, that's certainly one way to generate revenue. But in addition to the preferred customer, it's always about, you know, who you're going to add to your team, who you're going to bring on, and then what they're going to be able to accomplish. So when you take a look at it, it's exciting. You there, Sean?
Yeah, sorry, buddy.
Oh, no worries. I was just intersecting there for a second, but go ahead and take it away.
Yeah, I appreciate you. So anyway, Michael Keating, you know, started networking and associating with other what I'd call wellness professionals, and they had some of them had more clients than Michael, had less clients than Michael, but size irrelevant. They all had people that wanted to buy product to look better and feel better, and those orders, because products, you know, when products work for you like ours do, those orders become a reoccurring, you know, monthly basis. And so then I met a guy named Steve Needham. Now, Steve was a guy that was in computer software. He wrote code. He was a buyer for a large company. He had done some sales and marketing. He was a very well-rounded guy. And this guy, and this was before Facebook. It might have even been before MySpace, dating us, obviously. But he was a guy that was good at generating internet traffic, e-commerce, huge opportunity today that I never took advantage of back then. Now, don't take my failure of 2002, 2003, 2004 as a failure today with Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. I mean, we should be an e-commerce rich company, even though that wasn't part of my journey. It can absolutely be a part of ours and yours going forward. But Steve would genuinely retail over $20,000 a month consistently on a monthly basis, sometimes as high as $40,000 in a month, and that meant no less than $500 to $1,500 or $2,000 a month to me every single month for over, five, six, 7 years. So how many Steve Needhams How many $1,000 bills do you need in passive residual income money to make $10,000 a month? Well, you need 10 of them. You need 10 Michael Keatings or 10 Steve Needhams or, I mean, already happening today. You need 10 Jenny Lloyds. You need 10, you know, Aaron Sinises. You need a handful of doctors. I mean, look, doctors are a great niche, and we talk a lot about doctors, and they give our entire model credibility. They've got, obviously, patients in need of quality products. They've got other healthcare professionals, doctors, you know, medical sales reps who need additional or ancillary income. So those are great niches, but don't get singularly focused. I mean, Barry ran a campaign back in, I think it was about 2007, where we launched as a company, we launched a sports nutrition line at Chris Carter, Fred Funk, Doc Rivers. I mean, some big, Sweet Lou Whitaker, some big names within the sports nutrition space. Well, already in CBD, you don't get bigger names on the PGA Tour than Phil Mickelson and Tiger Woods. So there's no reason that as this evolves, we can't launch a sports nutrition line of CBD. Well, when we did that back in 2007, one of my suite mates at my office just down the way, it was an executive suite space. I had a corner office. He had the other corner office, and we would talk in the break room. He was a young mortgage broker, handsome guy. I knew he'd gone to U of H, but I wasn't sure how much ball he had played. Well, lo and behold, as we were launching our sports nutrition line and he and I were in the break room, I was just telling him, hey, you were a ball player at U of H. I said, we launched a sports nutrition line. Might be something you're interested in the pre-launch phase. Well, lo and behold, he laughed at me because he hadn't only started at U of H for 2 years after Andre Ware, who won the Heisman Trophy, he had also been drafted by the Jets. He had gone from the Jets to the Minnesota Vikings, Minnesota Vikings to the Green Bay Packers. I had no idea this guy actually had a career in the NFL. So he became a part of our sports nutrition line simply because we shared an office, you know, corner offices and a little executive suite. So you never know where this journey is going to take you. But when you start finding, look, go out this week and try to sell five or acquire five new just customers. Don't even talk about the business if you don't want to or if they're not interested. Just acquire five customers. If you do that, it will give you the basis to understand the economics of, okay, I sold five bottles. That was $500. I just put a $50 bill or a $100 bill or $150, depending on where you sit in the comp plan, right into my pocket. Duplicate that. All of a sudden, you're making $1,000 a month. Within literally 6 months, 4 months, 8 months, it's going to vary, but you're going to be making $1,000 a month that you're not doing anything to earn today. You planted the seed, you watered the seed, and now you're bearing the fruit. When you make $1,000 in a month, so focus on making $100 this week, $1,000 a month or two or three from now, and when you do that, the light bulb will go off because as a result of that activity and as a result of generating that income, it will expand your vision because 1,000, believe me, friends, 1,000 does become 5,000. 5,000 does become 10, and here's the kicker. 10 doesn't become 20. 10 becomes 30. 30 becomes 50. 50 becomes 100. It just grows that way because of the geometric progression, because of the compounding interest. Look, people even outside of the network marketing space who don't like network marketing, they're vehemently opposed for whatever reason, which is fine. No one on the planet, from Robert Kiyosaki to Warren Buffett to mathematicians, no one ever argues with compounding interest. They may not like to talk about it within the network marketing space, but it's just as true, believe me. So when you start feeling that compounding effect of geometric progression and people buying $100 or $150 or $200 a month of retail product, and then, oops, somebody starts their business at PPC, oops, somebody starts their business at regional director, now all of a sudden you just had a check of $2,000 a month consistently residual passive income off of your consumers, and boom, that $2,000, thanks to the fast cash bonus, was $8,000 this month. Believe me, when that happens, you're going to want to duplicate it again next month, and you will, and it will become $8,000, and then you'll have another $10,000, and then boom, it'll be $16,000 because you sponsored a director and somebody in your organization sponsored a director. I mean, I don't know if David and Lori are on the phone, but David Dell, Lori Burns, had me come down to Sugar Land. We met with two fine doctors, great people. They gave us said they'd give us 15 minutes. They probably gave us 30. We walked through the compensation plan. Lori was very diligent in her follow-up, not pushy, but assertive. And now we're bringing on, you know, a new doctor group that, if I recall, that I believe they represent over 20,000. It seems like in my mind it was even over 30,000 total patients between them and their peers. And so, you know, a great win for Lori and a great win for the company. And so I give all the credit to her just, you know, being diligent, being focused, and staying in there. But what else is Lori doing? Lori texts me all the time. Hey, do you guys have any product at the office? How quickly could I get my hands on some additional samples? How quickly could I go out and get three bottles because I sold them already? She's doing all the phases of the business, the six-step marketing program. She's sampling. She's retailing. She's recruiting. She's utilizing the corporate resources that are available to her, and it's working. The results they're achieving, they're getting traction, and they're starting to see the fruits of all their hard work. Once they begin to duplicate that, they're only going to get better. They're good now, believe you me, great group of folks. But Lori's going to get better. She's going to get sharper. She's going to know what to say. She's going to say less of the wrong things and more of the right things. And she's going to have more prospects down in her funnel working. And it's not going to go from 6,000 a month to 7,000 a month in this case. It's going to go from 6 to 10 and 10 to 12 and 12 to 20 because they're just diligently duplicating that process. And so that's what happened with me. I'm already seeing it happen with other leaders in the organization. It's extremely exciting stuff. You know, with people, Chance Mock was sending me some mock-ups that he had done the other day for some campaign he wants to do online, and they look fantastic. That was not a resource I ever had. That wasn't a golf club in my bag, so to speak. So those are great ideas. I know there's people like Sabra and others who are social media gurus. That's a great outlet. You know, Jenny Lloyd does not meet a stranger. I was talking to Megan just the other day, and her kids stay the night at another kid's house, and somehow it came up that dad is a physical therapist at another facility, and he actually knows Dr. Patel, but he hadn't been sampled yet, so she sampled him on a Sunday at his, you know, at his front door while she was picking up her kid from a sleepover, or whatever the case is. So, I mean, those are all of the different ways that you can do the business. I had no idea that I was going to sit on a part of the sports nutrition line for the other company, you know, because I had a sweet mate named Chuck Clements down the way, you know. So those are the exciting things. You just got to be out there in it. You got to be meeting people. And once you engage with someone on a personal level, you have a little bit of a connection over anything, whether the Cowboys won or lost, or whether you like their bag or they like your purse or whatever the case may be, those interactions and those connections, those are simply opportunities. And once you engage in those opportunities into the six-step marketing program, it is honestly just a process of duplication, follow-up, and the compounding growth of geometric progression through both consumers, patients, and through distributors. So it's now 8:50. I would tell you I'm so glad to be back. Travel is just not something. I'm kind of a homebody at heart. I don't mind these 2 or 3 day getaways, but anything more than that is just too much. So I'm glad to be back. I'm glad it's Monday. I'm glad I'm on my favorite call of the week, and I know Barry's gonna close us out here, but we've got tomorrow night, Tuesday. I'm excited to see all your smiling faces for those you can join. I know we're going to have some stuff going on during the daytime this week. We're available for one-on-ones, and it's just going to be a great week. Before I close out, I just want to say I know we've got some veterans in the organization. Jeff Davison was a fighter pilot for a number of years, retired from that, and I'm not sure who's on the call, so if I don't call you out by name, it's just because I'm driving and I don't know who's on the call. But if you're on the call and you're a veteran, we just want to say thank you from the bottom of our heart for your service. We appreciate what you've done for our country. And we're honored that you're a part of our organization because you bring that leadership, that honor, and that integrity with you. And we just appreciate all you guys are doing and have done to help get us to this point. And we're about to, you know, turn the corner into 2020, and it is going to be light speed from here on out. So thank you for the time, guys. Barry, I'll kick it back over to you, and looking forward to our meeting this morning.
Thank you, Sean. As always, great job. I think that, you know, it's always a lot easier to understand the mechanics of our business from people that have actually gone out there and done it. And, you know, Sean certainly is an example of that, guys. And, I just want to encourage you, you know, as he mentioned our calendar of events, you know, take full advantage of any portion of these events that you would choose to. We've, in addition to our live Papa Do's meeting, on Wednesday at At 11:30, we've also introduced a lunch and learn. In the event that you have a new prospect and you'd like to attend that, that's a boardroom meeting at our office. And you can bring your prospect. We just need you to RSVP. Let us know, and we'd be more than happy to host you and your prospect, so that we can provide them with the information, let them understand, you know, who we are as a company, and walk through the information all the way from the industry, the products, and obviously the comp plan. And just want to encourage you guys, you know, as you continue to go go through the process of building your business, and you have any questions whatsoever with respect to the comp plan, do not fail to email or text Sean and myself. We'll give you clarity. We don't have a problem with that. In fact, we encourage you to do that, because we want you to know what you can do to be able to generate the income that you'd like to generate. And I talked last week about a business plan to earn $100,000 a year by being responsible for $30,000 of personal group volume. There's a number of ways of accomplishing that through preferred customers, which you will see, by the way, in your back office this week, a preferred customer option. You're going to see a totally revamped and enhanced back office. And I know we've been talking about it coming, and there's been a few delays, but we're kind of almost sliding into home plate on that. So we appreciate your patience. And then obviously, in addition to preferred customers, whenever you personally sponsor someone in the business, you know, you can generate anywhere from, $300, up to $6,000. Okay. It varies. I mean, literally $100 up to $6,000. And, we have a means and a way. We'll talk more specifically about this on Saturday. When somebody gets involved in the calendar month and they sponsor someone, the first upline manager above gets paid that fast cash bonus. But guess what? If you're a brand new person in the business and you sponsor somebody else, then we split that fast cash bonus so that there's a vested interest in the new people that are starting their business, so that they can participate in generating immediate income as they're in their qualifying month. It's important that we understand these nuances. And once you understand them, it's just like any it's just like any formula. Once you've got the formula, you can figure out any problem. The thing that we had, I remember in algebra, once I understood the formula and how to utilize that formula, then I could figure out any word problem because I knew the formula. Well, here it's a lot simpler than that. Here you've got a formula. Once you understand, what's required to be, to go out and generate the revenue that you can generate, then it gets to be pretty fun. So we want to encourage you guys. And also, thank you for taking the time on Monday morning to be here to listen to this information that we share with you guys. So next Monday, guys, we'll be here at the same place, same time. We're excited about it. We've got a lot of things going on this week. As mentioned before, we've got the lunch and learn. We've got the Wednesday evening Zoom call, testimonial Zoom call. For those of you that want information or want the recording of last week's, I think it's available to everybody. Last week's call, I think, is available by podcast. And then, of course, we've got, our next Saturday call that's going to walk you through more nuances of the comp plan and how you can take that compensation plan very simply, straightforward, and generate income. So with that, guys, thank you so much. God bless. Have a phenomenal week, and we'll talk to you guys very soon. Have a great day. Bye-bye.